Just to recap some of them, Psalm 106 verse 1 said, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. So it was already in the Old Testament where God wanted his people to give thanks to him. God told his people to give thanks to him. And Ephesians 5 verse 20 in the New Testament as well, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God consistently through the Bible had a message of us needing to give thanks to him. And if we think about it, when God says something, there's normally a reason why he says it. Now what's interesting, if we look at the medical or scientific research lately in the last probably 10, 15 years, I don't know how many of you know, but they started doing research on gratitude and the effect of gratitude on people's lives. Not from a Christian perspective, but just from gratitude in itself. So I think God must have chuckled when he started seeing that, because he must have thought, you know, these people are finally going to see and to start understanding why I say they should be thankful. But there's been many studies, and what people have then found out that there's many benefits that they couldn't explain that comes when people have gratitude in their lives. Now the thing is, they did these studies without having God in their study, so they couldn't say be thankful for God, so they just asked people make a list of stuff that you're thankful for and measured the impact over a period of time on people's lives. But what was significant is that they could see in physical health that people that have gratitude generally, statistically significant, were more healthy than people who didn't have gratitude, that people who grumbled and complained. Mental health is becoming a big issue in our lives these days, or we become more and more aware of it. But there was a significant change in people that had mental health issues, suicide rates, among people that were asked to keep a record of things that you're grateful for, thankful for, versus people that were not asked to do that. It goes to practical issues like sleep patterns. You know, people that started making this list of things that they were thankful for, they started sleeping better. Statistically significant again that they could measure it. So God, they actually started doing MRI studies as well with the different peoples and different groups that they asked to think of stuff that they could be thankful of, and they saw a significant change and difference in the brain functioning. So already in the parts of the brain, I'm not going to try to pronounce the names that I saw on the internet because I'm going to embarrass myself, but there's a significant difference in activity in parts of the brain when people respond with gratitude. And that is not even Christians. Now, obviously, the one big downfall of that one is what are we grateful for? And I think Mac will preach about that later at some point in time. We're not going to go into that now. But what is significant is that God, when he commanded his people to be thankful, God already knew all of this. If we read in Psalm 139, verse 14, it says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." God is the creator of human beings, and God already knew when we become thankful the impact that it has on our own lives as well. So medical research is slowly catching up to what God has created. So some of the benefits, I said, people being healthier. And when we read why it's important, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 to 20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." So when we are thankful, we are giving glory to God in our bodies as well, because we actually take care of our bodies. One of the benefits that they also saw with people that started being thankful for stuff was that the people started, or material stuff started becoming less important to people. Again, this was not for Christian people that they did the studies in. But people became less inclined to judge themselves by how well they were doing materially. They started to become less envious of other people who's got more than themselves. You know why people's unhappy with their salaries most of the time? It's because we always tend to start to look for somebody that earns more than us, and then we start comparing, why does he earn more than I am? Instead of looking, what has God given me already? So people, once they became more have more gratitude, they also started to become more likely to share what they had with other people. They became less greedy, less envious. And Luke 12 verse 15 says, and he said to them, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So when we become thankful, when people become thankful, we start to live more and more according to the plan that God has laid out for us. It becomes easier to be the person that Jesus called us to be. So it's on the one hand sad that we need scientists these days to confirm what Jesus designed us to be and to tell the world. But on the other hand, it's partly for me also exciting to see how God is actually using science as well to confirm his word. You know, we don't need to be afraid to think that science is actually against the word of God and contradictory to the word of God. The people that say that have not read the word of God yet. So what happens when we become truly thankful to God? One of the first things is that our focus moves away from ourselves and it moves back to God. It's so easy for us to become so important in our own eyes. My problems, or if it's going well with how well it's going with me now. And we lose we forget the fact that it's actually God that's given everything to us. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And Colossians 3 verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. When we start to give thanks to Jesus for what Jesus has done in our lives, that shifts a little back to get its normal perspective, when we start realizing actually what we have is from Jesus. It's not about ourselves, our problems. When we can bring our problems to Jesus, it's not about ourselves. It is about him. Psalm 123 verse 1 says, I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. So when we give thanks to Jesus, we're lifting our eyes to him, we are reminded about what he has done for us. When we demonstrate gratitude, it enables us to experience the peace of God. Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So when scientists found out that there are fewer depressed people who are thankful, we should not be surprised at all. The Bible tells us that we can experience the peace of God when we present our issues to him with thanksgiving. Now, that sounds a little bit contradictory, because how do I give thanks if I am still in trouble and asking God for trouble? But that is exactly what David has done as well. When he was still in trouble, he already said, I thank God for my rescue, because he had faith that God would rescue him. And the Bible teaches us that David was a man after God's heart. Acts 13 verse 22. Can't read it now. So when we start with thanksgiving, before we've received the peace of God, and the word then says we will receive the peace of God. So when we live with thanksgiving, the next thing is that it reminds us that God is in control. We become worried about issues and problems. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. When the economy is not doing great, or when we've got a house that we're trying to sell and the house market is going down, it's so easy for us to become worried. And we sometimes forget, actually, what I have is from God. I can just thank God for what I have. God says that He will uphold us. God says, the Bible says that God is in control. So whether we can see and understand how it's going to play out, we need to put our trust in God. And when we're thankful, it just reminds us sometimes, God, thank you that you are actually in control, that I don't need to be fearful about these things. Psalm 50, verse 14 to 15 says, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. So it calls on us to give thanks to God before He's actually delivered us from trouble. God is faithful. The Word says He will deliver us from our trouble, whether it's physical trouble, financial trouble, emotional trouble. God is true to His Word. In the verse that we read, it also says, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So the question is, what do you do if you don't feel like giving thanks to God? A sacrifice is not something that you necessarily feel, but it's a decision that you take. I'm going to sacrifice something to God. I needed to actually read the verse that I had this morning. Romans 12 verse 1 also says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. God is not looking for us to feel thankful before we give Him thanks. God is asking us just to do a sacrifice and give thanks to Him for what He already has given to us. And then He follows up, giving us His peace, outcome. And we can hold on to Romans 8 verse 28 then that says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Whether we know it already or not, I know I can thank God that He will be faithful and that He will protect me. Gratitude enables us to be joyful, regardless of our circumstances. So, you all know about Paul's life, how he went to several missionary trips, and the last trip he actually took was a long trip to Rome, where he was basically captured and put in a jail in Rome. While he was in jail in Rome, he was writing letters to several churches. In Philippians 1, verse 3 to 4, he says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Paul was thankful for God, what God is doing, and it enabled him to have joy, regardless of his circumstances. I know it's easier to say that than to do that sometimes, but it starts with thanksgiving, giving thanks to God and knowing that whatever has come across your life, He can work for His glory. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It does not mean that every bad thing that happens to you is God's will for you, but it does mean that God will allow those things to shape you according to His will. Psalm 94 verse 19 says, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. So even though we can feel anxious about something that's going on, we can still experience the joy of God, and it starts with giving thanks to Him, trusting Him. When we give thanks to God, we become aware of God's provision in our daily things as well. We read in several verses in the New Testament how Jesus gave thanks several times. He took, John 6:11 says, he took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. The same when he instituted communion in Mark 14:22. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. So how many of you pray before you have a meal? Eat. How many of you pray the same prayer when you have a meal? Before you eat. And I have to put up my own hand as well. It's so easy for me to fall into the habit to quickly say, Jesus, thank you for the food that we're about to have. Amen. And it becomes almost in some circles, we had good friends of ours as well, actually. And depending on how hungry we were, we would ask a certain person to pray because we know he's got a very short prayer before we can start eating. But so we came into this whole thing almost often, no, this is the habit that we do and it's a good habit. And we sometimes forget the fact that what we're actually doing is we're acknowledging Jesus, everything we have is from you. Even this food, the small things that you've provided for us today, we accept your provision in what we have now. We are doing God's will when we give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. How many of you have known or have struggled at some point in time, what is the will of God for your life? I've done that quite a few times. But the word says that the first thing that I know, if I want to do the will of God in my life, is to give thanks in all circumstances. The Bible is clear about that. If I do that, I am doing the will of God. When we don't give thanks, this is also part of what the scientific studies has done, not from the Bible. They list the following characteristics of ingratitude. An excessive sense of self-importance. I'm very important myself. Arrogance, vanity. How am I looking, or I'm better than most. An unquenchable need for admiration and approval. When it's becoming more important to us to be approved by people than to be the person that God has called us to be. Or a sense of entitlement. That is my chair. I'm sitting there. You shouldn't sit on that chair today. When we identify these things, maybe it's time to go and look, why is it that we find these things in our own life? And it's often to do with the fact that we forget that what we have from God. We forget to be thankful. We forget to thank Jesus. First Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, for who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? So it's just a reminder for us, you know, we can be thankful for what we have. It doesn't mean we shouldn't enjoy what we have. But remember, this is coming from God. It's not because we are so good. When we become really thankful about what God has given us, we find the right, we give God the right place in our lives again. So God, when He created human beings, He created us to benefit from thanking Him. God loves us, and He wants to bless us. And that is why God told us, in everything we do, under all circumstances, give thanks to Him, our God and our Creator.